Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Benny King, ladies and gentlemen, bring us back 72. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Also, check out his Pastor Stephen Grant novels, six, going on 16 of those coming out now. Ray, get off your backside and make some things happen. I can't believe you've only written six of these in the last 5 years, and they're getting awards and great acclaim. Congratulations on that.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
So, okay, we're talking about. In a minute, we're going to talk about what you want to talk about, Ray. So, but I did want to ask you and just to show you that I pay attention to what you and I talk about. You have your top 50, or your ranking of all the 50 of the states with regard to their impact on small businesses, good or bad. They have, you know, from the top down to the bottom, and you're about to release the new one, but I'm looking at the old one, and of the 20 states that are raising minimum wage this year, which I think is a bad thing. I think that's a mark against them as far as your list is concerned. A handful of them are in the top 10. Washington State is raising the minimum wage 10%, and they're number six. How do you reconcile that?
Yeah, now it's a mix. When you look at the states that are raising the minimum wage, they're all over the map in terms of our small business policy index. So, you know, we've got, you know, we do 50 measures basically that are put into this ranking. So even the best states. You know, Washington, for example, state of Washington ranks very well primarily because it has no income taxes whatsoever.
So that takes a lot off of the table.
Right, but then you got California's raising their minimum wage, and they're, you know, down at the bottom of our list.
Oh, yeah, no, California's on this list of raising minimum
wage. Right,
yeah.
Along with New Jersey and so on. So, yeah, it's just, my answer is...
What about Ohio? What about Ohio? Ohio's going up 5%.
Right, and Ohio has improved
in
a whole host of areas. And you know, you look back over the last decade, Ohio used to rank very poorly on our index. But you know, they did things like they got rid of their corporate income tax, they got rid of their death tax, they reduced their personal income taxes. So they've done some things that are right. The problem is even the states that rank the best, they're politicians, and they're still doing things that are ill-advised. And when you look at these types of things, again, the problem with the minimum wage is, again, that the politics are so different from the economics.
Right.
It's very hard to find an economist who's going to turn around and tell you that raising the minimum wage is a good idea. You can always find somebody out there that's, out on the fringe. But this is one of those few areas where most economists agree that when you raise the minimum wage, you're going to wind up hurting low-skilled, young, inexperienced workers. They're going to have fewer job opportunities. That's one of those economics 101 that most of us agree on. In the political world, it's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you put this out to a poll, Americans say, you know, should we raise the minimum wage? And they're like, sure, absolutely, should we raise the minimum wage? What a great
idea. I want
other
people to have more money. Of course I do.
Right. People have more money. But not understanding all of the costs
the
that come with it.
The economics, the dynamics.
Reduced job opportunities. And small business owners... And other businesses, quite frankly, trying to figure out how do I handle these increased costs. So it's not just automation, as you said. We're going to move duties, we're going to move responsibilities.
So the answer to part of my question, when Washington State raises their minimum wage to $11, their number six is on your ranking is because they don't have other things that hurt a small business.
Right.
Whereas Massachusetts is also raising their minimum wage to $11, and they're 35 on your list because they do have all the other business hurting elements.
Absolutely, and that's the other good point, Jim. The other part of the equation is politicians tend to look at these things in a vacuum, and you can't. You have to take the complete picture. What are you doing overall here, and how is this going to make the regulatory costs, the governmental costs, even more burdensome overall. Mm-hmm. So you cannot look at these things in and of themselves. You've got to say, okay, listen, we're looking to raise the minimum wage here and whatever in California, and meanwhile, everything else we do makes no sense either for entrepreneurs or small businesses.
Let's move over to your 8 points, your 8 economic outlook points for 17. Let's do a couple before we take the break.
Sure. I think I've said on your show before for the last nearly, 8, 9 years, whenever I talk about the economy, I tend to depress myself.
I know. Me too.
I want to be an optimist.
I'm sick of not being able to be optimistic. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, no, and I think the question now is, are we seeing a turning point? Is this going to be a turning point for the economy in 2017? And I leave it as a question mark because you've got to see the policies change. But as I've mentioned many times with you before, this bad economy that we've been in since, for the past basically
eight to nine years,
it has been about policy.
It's been self-imposed, is what you're saying.
God, I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
It's in self-imposed. It didn't have to, folks. We didn't. The pundits who say that we're just now coming out of this. We could have been out of this 5 years ago.
Right. Absolutely correct. And that's there's no reason why we had to have a recovery that where growth is averaged 2.1% rather than the traditional 4.3%.
Yeah.
So, less than
it's
half.
It's because the policymakers said we won't go under if we do 2%. So let's keep our political agenda turned up just to the level where we can survive, but we still get our goodies through our policies.
Absolutely, and
folks, I think that's going to change. And as I predicted, I think 2017 is going to be. I don't have a question mark by mine. Of course, I'm not an economist. I don't have to get it right. I just have to get it close.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.